Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Body and the Beast podcast. Coming straight into your ears for the next few hours are your awesome hosts, Dan Meredith and Jamie Alderton.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to another episode of the Body and the Beast. I am your body, Jamie Alderton.
And I am your beast, Dan Meredith. And if you're wondering what I'm giggling, this fucking idiot decided to start we started recording and now I've got the giggles. So thank you, Jamie, for giving me, as always, a professional start to this podcast.
You're more than welcome, mate. You are a
diamond, aren't you, sir?
I am, yeah. They don't build many like me.
And you know what? That's good. Because quite frankly, if I had to walk around looking at people like you all day, I'd probably top myself. So, yeah.
Speaking of topping yourself, what is the topic of conversation today, Dan?
It's a medley. It's a bit of a buffet today. So we're going to be talking about connection, about gratitude, giving back. And with this time of year, so when you get this podcast, we're going to be rolling into Christmas and Boxing Day, and whether you celebrate that or not, you know, we do. So we're going to talk about that. But many people are taking a holiday this time of year. Next week, we're going to talk more about reflection and self-auditing and going to help you kind of almost get yourself set for the new year. But today, we're going to talk about, you know, the human side of life a bit more. The relationship stuff and the dating stuff we did seem to really resonate with you. So we thought we'd do one more, you know, about being a better human or some things that you can do to make your life better. And then next week, we're going to get you ready for 2024.
So, yeah, connection and gratitude. I think every December, I go into really reflective mode. And it's probably not the best of things but it also helps me map out what I want to achieve the next year. And it's kind of a weird thing because I'm quite quiet over December. I don't really reach out to many people, and it's a weird kind of thing that I've done for quite a while now. And actually, you know, one of the things I always have to remind myself is to connect with people. And actually, that's one of the things which I'm going to be focusing a lot on next year. I've been challenging myself more this year to do it, but it's definitely something that I'm going to challenge myself to do outside of work, because it's very easy for me to do when I've got the Jay Alderton cap on, when I'm at events and stuff like that. But when that cap's off, I'm a very different person because I don't...
Same, mate.
Yeah, I don't naturally spot conversations with strangers. And I just, you know, I'd actually... written some of my goals down next year, and it sounds like a really random goal, but it's just connect with more strangers.
Mate, I've doubled down on that in the last quarter. That's something that I do a quarterly review, and that's something that I realized I'd been missing. I had, you know, good friends and good connections, but there was people that I, you know, I hadn't reached out to in ages. And, you know, there's a friend of mine who I used to live together with in London. We were friends for years. We haven't spoken for years. And I thought, you know what, fuck it. Sent him a message the other day, and literally it was just like the old days again, taking the piss out of each other, having fun, reminiscing over stories. And similar to you, I think, you know, I'm probably a slightly different phase. I've kind of like spent the last 3 months, again, I've edited some people out of my life, like I said before, not maliciously, just there's some people that, you know, it's run its course. The friendship, the connection, the working relationship, nothing bad, all positive, you know, all ended in a good way. And some people's I've just let fall by the wayside because I realized it was, you know, it was always me asking how they were, checking in on them. And I kind of thought, you know what, you know, when I took my break, I kind of saw who, you know, took the time to say hi to me. And it, you know, it was telling, and it's fine, but it's all good. You know, people are people. They've got their own shit on anyway. For me next year, a big push, what I'm doing with my businesses is connection. So I've put together a mastermind. So I've been working with a new model for about a year now, and it's worked really well. But I'm now bringing in a in-person element to that as well with my coaching group. Probably once a quarter, I'm going to do a kind of get shit done day and some fun. Like, everything is going to be work and fun. Like, I've been to events before, and they're good. You know, you hear the good speakers. My events, I don't have pitches. Nothing wrong with pitching an event, but for me, I find it cringe. Don't want to do it. So I'm going to be bringing people together, bringing, you know, good friends and experts to teach them something and have fun. Fun is really missing from a lot of people's lives. And it's that typical entrepreneurial thing. You know, I've been looking at masterminds to join, looking at other groups, and I can't find what I want. So I was like, fuck it, I'll do it myself. So next year, bringing people together, connecting people, having fun, shared experiences is a real big part of it. It's going to cost me money, fully aware of that. It's going to cost me a few quid to do, but it's important. And I think it's something that can build. And especially after the last 3 years of us, you know, a lot of us having to move online, not being able to do a lot of things that we used to be able to do, that human connection is so fucking important. So 100%, I've got to say, from a personal point of view, just to you, Jamie, doubling down on that human friendly connection, it's done me the world of good. Like, I'm ending this year in such a good mood. But I realized from a business point of view, yes, you know, I have my calls, have my Zooms, but like, I always enjoy that in-person experience, and you always learn from others and you make friends. And some of my best friends I met at events and masterminds and talks, and I'm like, well, where? I'm going to do some more myself.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I'm really doubling down on it as well next year. I've just finished what can only be described as the best Santa shred that I've ever ran. And
congratulations.
The main reason for its success is just the Facebook group and how much everyone lent on each other to achieve their goals was phenomenal. Mm. And what it enabled me to do, well, actually what it made me realize, is I have a little community group on a private app, which, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of people haven't got the habits built up to just go in and chat to people because of Facebook, and moved it onto Facebook. And I was like, fucking hell, that's what it was missing. And I'm just super excited to do more in-person events. I've actually booked 6 in-person kind of events for next year.
Nice.
Two of which are Tough Mudders. So if you want to come on one of the Tough Mudders.
I'll do one with you.
Yeah. So we've got a whole group Tough Mudder in the summer and the autumn. We've got a Christmas party. We've got a summer party. And we've got 2 live events. So there are plenty of opportunities to connect with people in person. And I think it's so important. You know, it's great to connect with people, you know, online, but it's even better when you actually meet them in person. And it's just a totally different experience. And your view of people can be very, very different too. You know, and it's weird. This is really weird where I've had a few people in the past in communities where I haven't really particularly warmed to them. And then I've met them in person, and then I've really understood the online them, if that makes sense. It's like, when someone's just really, I don't know, just always seems like their questions are interrogating. When actually fact, it's a masked insecurity, and actually it's quite endearing when you meet them. So it's like, it just shows the importance of connecting with people. And it's definitely that always, as you said, just a return on investment. And there's a quote, which I, of course, being a quote.
Sorry, I was holding it together then. And I was like,
yes. Well,
you keep talking. So, right, ladies and gentlemen, and pronouns of choice, Jamie's going to keep talking. I'm going to go get something from my bookshelf. So, Jamie, to your quote, because I'm coming back. Jamie, I'm joining in today.
Good. So, while Dan goes and looks at his bookshelf, the main thing that helps my brain remember things are quotes. And attaching a quote to a mental model or an emotion is something that enables me to kind of categorize my brain. But the communication quote is, everyone is friendly, but you have to go first. And if you remember that, then it will enable you to create better connections with others, because so many people wait for somebody else to speak, and that's not how it works. So what is your word?
So I'm showing this to the camera, Jamie. This is called Quotes Every Man Should Know, edited by Nick Mamatis. And I'm going to pick a quote at random. There we go. You can't lead the people if you don't love the people. You can't save the people if you won't serve the people. That has no relevance to anything. I'm just pulling these out, so this is fun. Let's have another
one. That's pretty good.
That's actually fit. Early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and rise. Well, I'll discount that because I get up between 8 and 9. I'm pretty fucking smart. I'm doing well. So, nope. Disapprove that one. Let's have one more from this section. What should we have here? Oh, it is better for a leader to make a mistake in forgiving than to make a mistake in punishing. There you go. So from now on, ladies and gentlemen, and pronouns of choice, Dan's little book of quotes is going to be part of the podcast, and I'm going to join in, Jamie Alderton. I'm going to have a session.
I'm just reflecting on that last one.
What's this one? Never stick your dick in crazy. Well, let me tell you.
is that Dan's quote book, is it?
And do you know what? I disprove that because until you've done it, you don't realise how much fun it is.
Okay. So is that your contribution to connection?
And equally, what's the female version of that? Don't sit on insanity? I don't know. As you can probably tell, listener, I'm in a very silly mood today. We're recording this week before Christmas. I've had such a good week. I'm just full of giggles.
Yeah, I was going to add to that, but I just thought, no, I won't stoop to Dan's level today. I'm not going to do it. I'm really not. Gratitude, Dan, is another thing which we were going to move swiftly on to talk about. And we were actually talking about it when you rang me today, and we were discussing certain things which were very similar. I can't remember what it was. It was something very...
Was it inappropriate?
Very inappropriate, very off tangent. And it was very, very, it gets you to think, you know, you play that game, this or that. It was like a this or that extreme.
All right, question. Would you rather have...
Dan, we're not going...
It doesn't involve genitals. So would you rather have legs as long as your fingers or fingers as long as your legs?
Definitely fingers as long as my legs.
Right, just imagine how... Right, we're both 6 foot tall, yeah? A 6 foot finger, 5 6 foot fingers, Jay. What are you going to do with that?
Okay, Dan, but just think about this, right? You are a 40-something man who's looking on the dating scene and you have fingers...
Who is going to want to date a 6 foot fingered man? Normal thinness.
How is your love life going to conquer with legs the size of fingers? Because if it's that, if they're that small, then everything else down below is probably the same.
No, it's not. You've got standard dick. Standard dick. You just got little finger. You got little legs. See?
No. It's a lot more usable. Like big leggy fingers.
No, I'm having little legs. I'll have myself a cool motorized wheelchair, standard sausage, normal hands.
Okay, mate. Yeah. That sounds great.
Gratitude,
yeah. One of the things which I remember downloading an app, Waking Up, you know, Sam Harris's mindfulness app, Waking Up.
I have not used it, no.
Well, I used it for a little bit. I had a 30-day free trial and used it and didn't renew. And they gave me another 30-day free trial. So I managed to get 2 months for free, which was quite good. And I just stumbled across a audio series it was a Stoic one. But it really spoke about negative visualization and when you find it hard to be grateful for things, how do you become grateful for things? And it's the age-old thing of, we don't know what we've got till it's gone. So what with negative visualization is just visualizing things that you take for granted in your life and the fact that they have gone and really imagine that they have gone and feel those emotions and then come back into the now and realize that you still have them. So appreciate them. And
yeah,
I do it quite a lot. And a lot of people think it's quite kind of somber.
It's hard. You got me doing it, and it was, and I, you know, I, as you do a lot of the time, I didn't dismiss it. I was like, oh, you know, I'll give it a go. But then I really went deep in imagining, you know, what if my mum and sister wasn't here? What if I wasn't living here? What if my Facebook group closed down? What if I couldn't work for 3 months. You know what I mean? Like, what if my legs didn't work? Obviously, you know, all the surgeries and like, and you start really breaking down all these things that actually, if they were taken away from you, like, fuck, I'm actually so grateful for it. That morning gratitude exercise is really easy to go like, oh, I'm grateful for the sun, I'm grateful for my mum, I'm grateful for, you know, my iPhone. Like, it's really easy to just casually do it, but when you imagine you don't have that thing, you think, fuck, I am so glad I've got that. It was a really, you know, and I learned that from you, that was a really powerful pivot.
And I think it's a very good life tool as well. And there's this theme at the moment with motivation. I've read it in a couple of books and I agree with it and kind of disagree with it. And let me explain what it is. And you know, science proves this as well, that you shouldn't have a plan B. You should only have a plan A, because when people know that they have a backup plan, they don't work as hard on plan A. So, you know, when you only got one choice, you're more focused and you go in and actually get more success. And the balance of that as well, and where you want to perfect this is you do want a backup plan.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want to use that backup plan. And it's less of a backup plan. And it's less of a plan B. It's more of a contingency. So as you said, like, for example, as you said, I worried that my Facebook group would go. And it's like, what I do then is this negative visualization, is visualize that has gone, and go through what I would do. And then start thinking about the habits and routines that I need to build up to have that plan B. For example, if you say, and this is what, you know, in the business world and everything, it's like, cool. One thing I say to people is, do you have an email list? And they go, no. And I go, okay. Bad scenario. It happened to lots of people. It just happened to Anna, my wife, actually. She's lost her Facebook account. And it was connected to a page, so she's lost her business page as well. And it's this kind of thing. It's like, right, it happens all the time. If you'd built thousands and thousands of people on your business page or your group and it gone, what would you do next? If you didn't have an email list, your contingency plan is if your group was gone, you'd just send an email out, build a new group, and then get people to join. So your contingency would be based on the email. And I think everybody needs these kind of contingencies in their life, because if you want to be consistent with something, you need to be bulletproof. You need to have these contingencies. For example, one of the reasons that a lot of people aren't consistent with social media is because something happens in their life and then they suddenly prioritize that, which of course they do, because family, friends, loved ones is more important than social media. But, you know, some people will say to me, oh, you know, I've had a really bad time, you know, I've had really bad family problems, and that's why I've been off social media for 2 weeks. I'm like, mate, I totally understand. I totally get it. But at the same time, no one gives a fuck. And what I mean by that is, when you go back onto social media after 2 weeks and go, hi, I'm back, oh, I've had a lot of family problems, so you know, I haven't been posting consistent content. It's like, it doesn't matter. They went and got content from somebody else.
Yep.
And what you're actually doing in that situation is you're not helping yourself. So your contingency plan is, if that happens, what are you going to do? And it's simple, you know, it's just like, always think ahead with stuff like that. You can repurpose stuff, you can repost stuff. And what I mean by like having a plan B is imagine the worst always happening, and then think about what you would do in that situation, and then start building up those things. Every person, and I know this is difficult, we're going through a very difficult time at the moment financially, but everyone needs to build up a fuck it fund.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is just this nest of, you know, most people say that you know, the true fuck it fund is about to have in an account enough money to live for a year without needing to work. And that's a great goal for people to aim to. But I think a more realistic fuck it fund for people is about 3 months.
Yeah.
And I think that's so, so important, because, you know, if something did happen where you couldn't work for a period of time, or you lost your job, or you wanted to, you know, pursue something that you've always dreamt of doing, then you have that fuck it I'm going to go
do it.
But also
start off small, like understand, yes. like in 3 months, is it might seem like a bit, but you know, you could start off with 50 quid a month, 100 quid a month, doesn't matter. Just slowly build it up, you know, be mindful and stuff. You know, I did that. One of my friends, he's now, he's a very sensible, incredibly boring individual, but he's built like a 2-year version of that, and he could live his life at a very high standard, pay everything off for 2 years. He could stop now. And that's something he, you know, it took him about 7 years to work towards. For me, I've got about a year and a half saved, put aside for that, plus a few little things that I could liquidate fast if I needed to, like watches and a few other kind of, you know, bits of jewelry and stuff that I can, you know, that has a net worth that I could sell on. Just, you know, that's like my pure emergency stuff. But it was definitely something that, you know, my dad recommended me when I was younger. And it's just something you reminded me of something then, obviously, with your military experience, you're familiar with the term. I saw a talk by a guy. He was ex-RAF wing commander and then went into the Red Arrows. And they have SOPs. So SOPs stand for Standard Operating Procedures. And effectively, when shit goes wrong, this is what you do. And he was saying one of the things that they have is they have SOPs for cloud cover. So if you're flying and then suddenly you can't see, you know, your other pilots, each one of you does a certain check. And you all do a different maneuver. So basically, say there's 5 of you. Each one of you has a totally different maneuver to follow, which guarantees you all go in separate directions. One goes up, one's left, one's down and right. You basically just disappear. And that is something that's if you struggle with like anxiety or rumination, or you kind of worry about stuff a lot, so it's sometimes good to give it oxygen. So kind of like what Jay said, have a list of things you would do if things went to shit. Like I've got one for my little sister. So let's just say Anna was ill, mum was unavailable. I know what to do, where to take her, who the carers are, what medication I need to do, who I need to ring, where I need to go, what days. I've literally got a list. Never had to use it. Never had to use it. It's in my phone and it's also printed off in my office drawer. I've got SOPs for my business. I've got SOPs for my marketing. I've got SOPs for my physical health, for my mental health. These are all things that I just do. One of my, like, there's a silly one that Sarah, who's my assistant, knows, and she just goes, do your happiness SOP, and she'll say that to me. So if I'm in a funk, occasionally I get in a funk, it's dead simple. I walk into town listening to Reef, Put Your Hands on loop. I go and buy a bubble tea, and then I go to Smith's and buy a magazine. Now that seems really silly to some of you, but all of those things just brings me joy. So I have a bubble tea, read a magazine, go for a nice walk, listening to one of my favorite songs from my youth, perks me up. So you can have it for all different parts of your life.
And I think that they're so important. It reminded me, like, firstly, people say, oh, you know, that seems a bit too like serious and everything else like that. And it's very much like why I say you need a calendar entry for everything. It's not being strict or anything. It's actually giving a fuck about your self-care, happiness, wellness, and everything, because you default to certain coping mechanisms when shit hits the fan, and they're not normally the ones that you should be doing. They tend to be the opposite. So if it's alcohol, if it's food, if it's, you know, these kind of things, it's like when you have them written down and you know, you know, I think I said this before, is that I make notes of when I'm feeling awesome and where I am and at what time and doing what, because I can hack my happiness, because I go, cool. Like you said, so when was the last time I was happy? I was doing that. Right. So why don't we do that? Or at least try it now. And it works. So mental that we've come on to from Connection to Gratitude to SOPs, but I think it's just such an important thing. When the Queen died, you know, they have a book on it, because they were expecting it to happen for many, many years. And it's a massive thing, of course. And look at how well-oiled it was. It was like, it was crazy to see, but someone had done a book on it. And I highly recommend that people do that. And there's something that I saw, which I thought was brilliant, and I have got to do it. I really have got to do it. And ChatGPT's AI, if you've used it before, they've created these things called custom GPTs, which you can basically program your own GPT. You know, I've literally, so I've created a few. I've created one where I've uploaded every single blog post and video and script that I've done in the last 3 years. So it's basically a Jay Alderton. It knows everything that I've said on the internet in the last 3 years. It's brilliant. So if I need to write an email, if I need to ask it a question, if I need to,
it knows you.
It knows me. It knows everything that I've said in the last 3 years, which is bonkers when you speak to it, because it's just got all this fucking useless information. But one of the things that a guy did, he was an entrepreneur, and he's like, he was asking himself, because he's got all of these routines, he's got all these shit that he needs to get done in his work, and he thinks he knows himself well. Mm-hmm. He thinks he knows that he's a morning person, that he works best at this. And he's like, do you know what I'm going to do? What I'm going to do is I'm going to program one of these. I'm going to do every personality test on the internet. I'm going to give it basically what I have to do in my business each week, each month. My habits and routines now, my sleeping patterns, my training, how long it takes, what slots. I'm going to put it all in that, and I'm going to get ChatGPT to tell me and plan out my week. And it basically planned out a completely different routine to what he normally does, like a different sleeping pattern, a different time to work, and that, based on everything that input. And he said it's like, it's changed the game. Pretty changed the game, because it's taken an analytical look at all the data and information and his feelings and emotions and things he has to do and the times he feels it, and obviously the personality tests. And it's just given him his weekly plan.
I have a similar version. I stare in the mirror and just say, you lazy fuck, and then I just go and do it. Also works.
That does work as well. But you have all of these things at your disposal now, and I think it's so important to utilize them. And once again, you know, question everything. Question everything that you think you know. And this is such a, and it kind of goes off tangent to what we're talking about, because we're going to be talking about this in the next one. But always question yourself. And I think this is so important, because we have these cognitive biases. And I say this to people all the time, and I'd actually written this as part of my book. Most of what you believe has come from that sad rectangle in your fucking pocket.
Oh, and the sadness rectangle.
Yeah. And one of the things that you have to understand with your brain is heuristics. We do not have time to understand and comprehend everything that we see and hear and do. We have to summarize it as best we can. And how your brain summarizes it isn't, there's no gray matter. It's like, do that, don't do that. That's good, that's bad. That person's not a nice person. That person is a good person. And that is basically how your brain will work when it first sees something. Now, as it's more exposed to it and gets more information, it has differences of opinion. That's why, once again, first impressions can be so vital, because that person, their brain is going, do I care about this person or not? Should I entertain this person or not? Should I give this person my time or not? And once again, all of this and what your brain does can fuck you up, because there'll be things which you say, things which you do that you shouldn't be doing or are wrong. And unless you question them yourself, you'll always believe them to be true. And this comes down to nutrition. This comes down to your own habits and routines. This comes to the people that you meet, the things that you do. And
also, I'm going to add in time to think. So, like, you know, we joke, you know, I've joked about the sadness rectangle before. You know, one of the things that I have made a conscious effort is, if I'm like in a queue, if I'm waiting for something, you know, just in between. I now, usually you get your phone out, don't you? Have a little read, look out. Now I just like, no, I leave it in my pocket and I just think, just have my own thoughts and just ponder and look around and take in my surroundings, whatever it may be. Taking time out to think as well. So obviously what you just said there, you need time out to think about, you know, is this serving me? Is this something that I should be doing? You know, is this getting me where I need to go? So on and so forth. And, you know, I had a bit of a realization, you know, when I had my social media break, when I, you know, and I don't mind admitting this, I turned into a little bitch. And what I mean by that is that I'd stopped being the Dan that I used to be. My coaching was above point, okay? Really proud of my coaching. My strategy was good. Everything was good. But damn, I'd lost some of that little spark that made me me, which was I am a little bit silly. I am a bit flirty. I do like posting silly memes. And not at the expense of growing my business, but in the last few weeks, you know, I do have opinions. I do. I am very direct. I am quite blunt. And I've just decided to start sharing those from my heart, having some fun, interacting with people, a little bit of silliness, a little bit of real life as well. Just jacked it back up to how I used to be. And I've had like the best 3 weeks, mate. Like it's like the old days again. But I needed that time out to think and think, right, why am I not enjoying certain aspects of my business? Why is this not popping? Why is that not working as good as it used to? And it's because I'd stopped doing certain things. I'd changed certain behaviors. I'd let certain things go. I'd just forgotten. I'd literally just forgotten. Put them all back in place and surprise the fucking prize, everything is trending back up again. But this, so another thing I've done, obviously I said like previously, you know, like double down on some friendships and some relationships and connections and, you know, putting myself like back out there again, which has been great fun, to be honest with you. But what I have, do you know what I did is I did a little bit of an audit and I went through, because whilst I was writing the book, I was doing the thank yous. And it's like to remember everyone who's helped you over the last 8 years, it's fucking hard. And obviously I don't want to leave anyone out. So I've been doing that, but it's also sort of sparked memories of, you know, really good friendships and working relationships and stuff. And I spent the last probably week and a half, like obviously with all my clients, we'd have an end of year review, you know, like genuinely thank them for their time and their investment. I'd reached out to people I'd worked with in the past, thank them for their time, people who've helped me, people who've commented on stuff, people who've interacted in my world. And I just took a moment to give thanks. That's it. Just to give thanks this week. And it wasn't everyone. It wasn't a list. It was like, you know, this person has helped me. That person was there for me. That person gave me a lift. And you know what? Even down to people who just like loads of my posts and comments and stuff. And I've never chatted to them before. You know, reaching out to them and saying, thank you so much. You're always commenting on my posts. You're always sharing stuff. Just wanted to say thank you. Have a happy Christmas. And so, honestly, mate, the outpouring of love off the back of that was wonderful. Like, I wasn't doing it to fish for love. You know, I wasn't trying to get anything from it. It was genuine gratitude. But just noticing people and appreciating them and actually sort of say, taking a moment of your time to say, I see you. I'm grateful for what you've done. Thank you for your help. I really fucking appreciate that. Whatever it may be, you know, so whoever's helped you, looked out for you, been there for you, lent you some money, you know, was a shoulder to cry on, take a moment to just send them a little message and give thanks. You don't have to spend money on them. Don't have to buy them gifts. You know, obviously money is a little leaner this time of year for not, but just taking time to recognize the impact someone has made on your life and sending them a heartfelt message. You have no idea the difference that can make to someone's day.
100%. The quote of people always forget what you said, but they'll never forget the way that you made them feel. And that is such a valuable thing when it comes to making connections with others. And it's just one of those win-win. They feel good and you feel good. And that is 100% what you should take some time to focus on. I'll tell you one of the things that I do and how, like, because there's so much that goes on in a year that you forget what the fuck you did. And I very much thank my camera roll. So I use Google. I use Google Photos and I do take like a half day in between Christmas and New Year to just kind of basically go all the way back on my Google Photos, because it backs up everything on my phone, to January the 1st. And then I just go through it all and then I save photos and videos and then pull them in so I can then just, you know, this, they always do this and it's quite funny actually, because everyone at the end of the year, they always do their little compilation videos. And for me, it's like kind of the most important yet pointless post to do. And I'll tell you why it's important yet pointless, because to do that 30-second post takes, to create that 30-second post for me takes me about 6 to 8 hours. And it's probably the least viewed piece of content that I put out each year. It's the worst performing piece of content.
Yeah.
But it, for me, it's the most powerful, because in order to create it, I have to look through my entire year, pick out the good bits that I personally enjoyed, then talk about them, then cut them into a little video, and then post them. And the only person that that piece of content actually benefits is me.
Yeah.
And it's also why it's the most important piece of content that I do, because it's important to reflect. And a lot of the time when I reflect, it's either in my head, in blog posts, in videos, or in podcasts. And actually, you know, this podcast is always a bit of therapy, really.
Yeah.
You know, I think we've, throughout the year, come onto these podcasts at the beginning a little bit down or a little bit annoyed. And we always tend to finish these podcasts a lot less annoyed.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's so important about reflecting, talking, connecting with others. So take that time to review your year. Also take that time to look at the people who have made this year better for you. And then finally reach out to those people and let them know. One thing, Dan, which I don't blame you, I kind of thank you for, is the fact that I have grown to fucking hate voice notes now.
Yes! Team written.
Now I will tell you who can and can't write voice notes to me. If you're paying me, voice notes fine. So it might be a different to yours. If you have my WhatsApp and you can WhatsApp me, voice notes are fine, because of course I don't give my WhatsApp out to, you know, only close family and friends have it. But if you voice note me on Instagram, your response now will be, I'm sorry, I don't listen to voice notes, because it's very much like something that I said on many podcasts before, visiting the Queen. It's like, you basically, I have to put everything down that I'm doing to focus on you. And I have no fucking time for that. And it's not to like be rude, but it's like, please, please, please type it. Don't voice note it.
I will reply to you. So you're nicer than me. Do you know who gets to leave me voice notes? Fucking no one. That's it. Okay? If you get the standard response, which is, thanks for your voice note, I'm not listening, write it out, smiley face. I don't do it. Reason being is, sounds similar to you, it's not arrogant, it's not egotistical. I was like this when I was nothing. I fucking hate voice notes. For me, with my slightly sort of ADHD type brain, I listen to music, it helps me get in flow. It takes me completely out of what I'm doing, and then I have to get back into it again. So the only time a voice note I'll listen to is if I know someone like a friend, and if they're driving, like, that's acceptable. I'll take that one. But other than that, it's a no from me. So welcome to the club. And I got two things that I'm going to end with today. So first thing is a slight pitch. If you listen to this a bit later, it will be over. Every year I do a charity event. And this year I am doing, on the 28th, I'm doing a live book reading from my new book. So a chapter from my book. I'm doing a training called 10 Years of Success Online and the Lessons From. So basically all the good shit, bad shit, and what you can learn from it. And a live coaching session. That's on the 28th of December, 10 o'clock. It's £20. Okay? That's all it is. It's £20. coffeewithdan.com/charity. Okay? I am taking nothing. It's going to two charities. It's going to a homeless charity. Last year, we fed the whole homeless people for 6 weeks, and it's going to another charity called the Lord Mayor's Trust, which literally provides toys and food vouchers for kids at Christmas. So if you want to get involved, even if you don't listen, you get a recording, and even if you don't want that, it's going to a good place. So that's just, you know, I don't pitch on these, but fuck it. My podcast, I want to do it, and it goes to a good cause. And the second thing, and I'm going to close with this. So we've said about lots of different things and gratitude and talking to people. This is said from the heart, okay? It has been a year. It has been a year. The amount of people who've said to me, 2023 has just been a weird fucking year, okay? Now, however much time you have, take a fucking rest. Have some time to yourself. Have some fun. Have a couple of drinks. Have some snacks. Enjoy yourself. Have a lie-in. Have a wank. Go do something fun. I don't fucking care. But just for the love of God, give yourself a little bit of space between Christmas and New Year's and just be. And that's my final thing I wanted to say today.
And my final thing is, of course, it's important to reflect. It's important to reach out and be grateful for people. And it's important to have a plan of action for next year. And since you're pitching, and I never pitch, I'm going to pitch some of mine. Next year, my focus is on getting as many people as I can healthier, happier, fitter, and stronger. And I'm doing that with my Mindset Muscle monthly, which is open now. It's £19 a month. It's a deal. It's a steal. It's ridiculous what you're going to get for that. There's meetups, there's gym workouts, home workouts, stretching sessions. There is live masterminds each month. There is education. There is accountability. There's like
a lot.
No one is giving you the things that I'm giving you. It's not going to charity. It's going to my retirement fund. And the more people that join, the better it's going to be. Your life will seriously change next year if you put some skin in the game and have a plan of action on what you're going to do to achieve that. And then make sure, and as I said, like this, the Santa shred that I've just finished, the biggest change in people is the fact that they lent into a community of like-minded people. So if you are not finding that in your life, people who actually give a shit about their health and wellness, like a bit of banter and fun, like to get out of their comfort zone and actually want to be thinking December 2024 that this year was the best fucking year ever, then do check out my Mindset Muscle, which is mindsetofmuscle.co.uk/join.
And yeah, that's it from us. Season's greetings if you don't celebrate it. Happy New Year. Stay fucking awesome. And thank you genuinely from me and Jamie, from the bottom of our hearts, thank you for listening and thank you for being a part of our world.
Amen. Ladies and gents, I really hope you enjoyed this episode of The Body and the Beast. I have been your body, Jamie Littleton.
And I've been your beast, Dan Meredith. Take care.